Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Chap Oscar Smith and his lovely wife, Marcia, and their family. And I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce, Barry, and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Folks, welcome to the show. It's all about miraculous healing with our miraculous guest, Chap Oscar Smith. Albert Einstein says there are two ways to live. You can live as if nothing is a miracle. You can live as if everything is a miracle. I personally believe that miracles happen to those who believe in them. Chap Oscar delves into miraculous healing and lets you know what it takes to attract the miracles that will heal you. Chap Oscar believes that everything happens for a reason and that everything is a miracle. Patricia Neal affirms that a strong, positive mental attitude will create more miracles than any wonder drug. I must let you know, folks, that Chap Oscar is my wonder drug. He's an amazing friend, an incredible support for this show, and he touches people in so many ways. He's a man truly of all faiths and cares for people of all races, religions. He's a people person in every respect. I am humbled and proud to call him my friend. Welcome to the show, Chap Oscar.
Joyce, I really, I don't know what to say. I have tears in my eyes. Thank you so much. What an honor as we share today a most unique experience we're calling miraculous healing. What a unique experience, miraculous healing, and really coming to an understanding of what a miraculous healing truly is. And so, thank you, Joyce. I mean, this is just really heartfelt, the introduction.
You always speak from the heart, Chap Oscar. I know that whenever I need an uplifting word, a kind word, I know that I can always count on you and you'll always be there. So what better topic than to talk about miracles when you are indeed a miracle?
Well, thank you, Joyce. You know, a miraculous healing establishes the fact that God is the true originator from whom all his new creation comes from. And so that's a foundation that we want to stand on today. And right now, we are looking for you to get slammed with people from the north, south, east, and west. This show today, Joyce, I promise you it will go viral. You know, a miraculous healing established a really incredible fact that God is the true originator. And when we come back to that fact, all God asks us to do is give him our weaknesses, Joyce. That's all he asks us to do is to give me your weaknesses and I'll give you my strength. And if we can't get excited about that, then we need to put a little fire on the candle, because God actually is the true originator of miraculous healing, Joyce.
I totally agree with you, and I just want to quote Louise Hay as another very important component here. Louise Hay says, love is the great miracle cure. Loving ourselves works miracles in our lives. And I bring that up because you really have to love yourself before you have the ability to love anyone else. And by loving yourself, you're opening the door real wide for miracles to come in and enfold you.
Well, that's, you know, Louise Hay, I've read her writings. The other two, Albert Einstein and the other young person, you know, everybody you have quoted and everyone that you will quote today, Joyce, has validity, and they're very encouraging. But as a chaplain, a spiritual leader, a point is made right up front very quickly, Joyce, that Chap Oscar has no special gift set. I do not heal anyone. I don't do the healing. And so it's really nice to establish that foundation right out front that I don't originate healing and I originate nothing. It all goes back to God being the true originator.
Yes, and I understand what you're saying. And, folks, for you to understand what Chap Oscar is saying, he is the inspiration for the healing. He empowers you for the healing. But you have to heal yourself with God's help.
Yeah, you know, God alone is the one who begins everything. And we find that, because, you know, I like to base everything I say, Joyce, on Scripture. Well, Genesis 1:1 and 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, God alone is the one who begins everything. Now, this may touch the pride of some who are listening to us right now, Joyce. You know, we are filled with pride, self-worth, self-esteem, self-exaltation. This changed my life when I got back to the fact that God is the only one that actually creates miracles. And when I saw this, Joyce, as a fact, that became a day of happiness to me because, you know, as a young pastor, you know, looking up to all of these TV preachers and all these, you know, so-called, you know, apostles, prophets, bishops, all that. You know, I just was driven to the fact that all the miracles, all the good things that happen in my life originate from God alone.
It originates there, and one must have faith that God is there. God is with you even when things are at its blackest, when life really looks tough, when things look like everything is happening to you and you're coming from why me. God has the reasons. It's about understanding that there is a reason for everything. And then once you find it out, it's up to you to take that lemon and turn it into lemonade.
Definitely, Joyce. And, you know, where eternal values are concerned, we must recognize, and our challenge today is to get people to realize when it comes to eternal values, we must recognize it all originates from God. We have to realize when it comes to any healing, there is nothing like the sovereign God. And I love this, Joyce. I heard this, oh, my God, years ago. You know, the word reign, R-E-I-G-N, that's a kingdom kind of a word, you know, the reigning champ, the reigning this. But, you know, there's nothing like coming in to the intelligence and the wisdom and the knowing of what sovereign is. Sovereign is just incredible. And our God, the God that I serve, the God you serve, Joyce, sovereign. He's a sovereign God.
And an all-knowing God. And you have to trust that since he's all-knowing, since he's omnipotent, you have to trust that he may know things that will come to you later on. You may not know why things are happening at any given time, but it's about trusting in God, keeping the faith, and letting the events unfold as they may.
Yes, and there's nothing more precious than what you just shared, Joyce. There is nothing more precious. God is the originator. And I like to say, because I live here in the Nashville, Tennessee area, we got all kind of car manufacturers here in the southeast. I like to say God is the original manufacturer. When I share with people, even this morning already, even last night, everything, and the same thing happens with you, Joyce, people will come to you and say, well, I got this and my this and my that, my this and my that. And I say, look, yeah, that might be a prognosis, but why don't you consider what the original manufacturer has to say about you and that diagnosis you got?
And as I said, when you understand that there's a reason for everything And I always like to quote the book, Why Do Bad Things Happen to Good People? And that was by a rabbi whose son had a major disease at a very early age. Why do bad things happen to good people? Have you come to terms with that, Chap Oscar?
Well, here's what I normally say. I have read that book. I've heard that book. I know the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. And so I believe our weapons are not of the flesh, and I do not believe that bad things happen to good people. I mean, I understand the book is a popular title, but I challenge people to demolish that stronghold and that argument and celebrate the fact that if the Lord wills, that to me is a superior mindset.
This is one concept that a lot of people, including myself, and I'm very positive in thinking, I'm a strong believer there is a God, but I do have a problem with why do bad things happen to good people. It's a hard thing to crack open, to think of it some other way. It takes an amazing inner power, an inner centeredness to understand that. So say a little bit more about that.
Well, the best way, and this is not to be a parakeet just rattling off a bunch of scriptures, but Jeremiah 31 verse 3 says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. And my God, Joyce, that has saved my life, knowing that God has loved me with an everlasting love. And everlasting means that it supersedes, it just, you know, bad things, good people, all of that. My God, the God that I serve, has nothing to do with anything bad. And, you know, when we get involved with God being our Father, the source of everything, he's just good. It's just... we just really have to look at fatherhood and the fatherhood of God as a privilege and a responsibility. My responsibility is to mimic and repeat what good God is doing in my life and don't give any place for anything other than the goodness of God.
Well, it really takes a tremendous amount of faith and believe and trust to know that everything happens for a reason. And no matter what it is, we have to be grateful for it, even though we may not understand it. Again, at that time, there is always that reason, that season, and the events often unfold much, much later than we would like.
Yes, that's true, Joyce, and you know because you're very familiar with the scriptures. You very much probably have heard over 1,000 times about Job. And Job said this, Joyce, and this is how growing fear nullifies faith. Job said, the thing that I feared has come upon me. There is no doubt whatsoever, Joyce, that Job had great faith at one time, but he lost confidence and faith through fear. And when you speak your fears, they will grow and nullify your faith. So when you say, why does bad things happen to good people, you are coming from a place of fear. And it's nullifying your faith. What we need to speak to our fears is how awesome and how incredible our God is. And that keeps the negative thoughts at bay, and we just fill our minds with faith.
And the other thing to fill your mind with, and I believe this to be true, is gratitude, how important that is. I'd like
yes.
to share something by Wynne, W-Y-N-N-E, that really sums it all up about gratitude.
Being thankful, and this is submitted by Wynne, be thankful that you don't already have everything you desire. If you did, what would there be to look forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful for the difficult times. During those times, you grow. Be thankful for your limitations, because they give you opportunities for improvement. Be thankful for each new challenge, because it will build your strength and character. Be thankful for your mistakes. They will teach you valuable lessons. Be thankful when you're tired and weary, because it means you've made an effort. It is easy to be thankful for the good things. A life of rich fulfillment comes to those who are also thankful for the setbacks. Gratitude can turn a negative into a positive. Find a way to be thankful for your troubles, and they will become your blessings.
And that is one of the most powerful poems I've ever heard on gratitude, because it really hits home that it's so easy to be grateful for the good that comes your way. The challenge is to be thankful for everything that comes your way. And those things that were the obstacles and the challenges could turn into something much higher, much bigger for your own good. Wouldn't you say that's true, Oscar?
Yes, definitely. Yes, definitely, Joyce. That is definitely true, and I always like when you play that wind. That's perfect.
Yes, so gratitude is a major component, and another major component, I know you'll agree with me on this also, is forgiveness. And again, that's something that people find very hard and very challenging. So I would say if you were baking a cake and you put in the ingredients of miracles, forgiveness, gratitude, self-worthiness, and love, you'd have quite a cake there. Let me share, I know you love this one, Oscar, my poem on forgiveness. Forgiveness, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. How do I forgive? How do I let go? You hurt me so bad, and you know this is so. How could you, I ask? I am reminded every day. The pain is so intense, it just won't go away. You really were cruel. What you did was obscene. You left me devastated. How could you be so mean? When truth be told, I knew that the healing key was to forgive you, not for your sake, but for me. And so I forgive you, but I may never forget what you did to me that you don't even regret. Without this healing, which is so dramatic, forever my life would be totally traumatic. And so I forgive you, though what you did was a sin. I am forgiving you, so the healing can begin. So, Oscar, those are the things that I really believe that are all part of the mix. I know you love that poem on forgiveness. I know you posted it in one of your books. What would you like to share about the importance of gratitude and forgiveness in the creation of miracles?
Well, in the creation of a miraculous miracle, we have to establish the fact that God, being Father, is also God the Son, the giver. and forgiveness of sins and gratitude are both gifts from God. And if we receive them as gifts from God, Joyce, we literally have nothing of ourselves that is not God's gift to us. That poem and the previous poem on gratitude, the one forgiveness, you know, Joyce, that's in my book, He Came Incognito. That poem is just incredible. And when you read it, it's just fantastic. It'll free you right there, understanding the power of gratitude, and there's tremendous freedom in the power of forgiveness. And, Joyce, this is a shocking statement. We are born into freedom. We are born into gratitude, and there's something within our nature called forgiveness, and we have to tune into that if we really want to see a positive spiritual experience. Many people, their maladies and their symptoms and their illnesses and this is not working and diseases, when I listen to it, I immediately see unforgiveness somewhere.
Wow. So you made that a major connection. Like,
oh, yeah.
If you had a puzzle called Miracles, one of the pieces in the puzzle would definitely be forgiveness, and another one would definitely be gratitude.
Yeah, forgiveness and gratitude is everything. I can see doing chaplaincy work, Joyce. I deal with a lot of people, and really, Joyce, I can tell within a few minutes, many people in grieving situations do not allow themselves to grieve, and they harbor unforgiveness. They're mad at the one that's been taken out of their life, even through, you know, illness or some other fate. But forgiveness and gratitude become very important, because a lot of times, even in grieving situations, people will not allow themselves to walk in forgiveness. A lot of them take responsibility and possession of spirits that are untoward. And it's not mine, Joyce, to do anything. You know, as a chaplain, part of what I do is I listen deeply. And many times what I see as a miracle is, you know, having an opportunity to listen to these people deeply and to really help them focus in on how they can get some deliverance and freedom from unforgiveness and having a what I'd call a hard heart.
So all these are component parts. I know that more and more doctors are starting to acknowledge miracles where they can't explain something miraculous that took place. I have seen the book Miracles in the Operating Room, written by doctors collectively about their stories. There are so many books with people of tremendous credibility, neurosurgeons, people like that, are acknowledging the spiritual aspect of healing, the miracles that come along with the healing, rather than it's just the traditional approach that had gotten the healing to happen.
Well, just a few days ago, one of my friends, we fellowship every Friday morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, in a Bible study, and he happens to be a retired medical doctor, and he just did not look healthy at all Friday. And you know, even the medical community, Joyce, and that's what you're sharing now, they're all thirsty for God. They see people all the time. They do all kinds of things, exams and surgery. But, you know, the medical community comes into a reality that they don't have the end-all and be-all answer. And I find now the thirstiest people on this planet now are people that are in the medical community, as nurses, surgeons, doctors, and all kinds of healthcare professionals. They're thirstier than anyone because their fatality rate is growing in leaps and bounds.
That's absolutely true. Years ago, you didn't hear that much to give credit to the supernatural, the paranormal, the angels in the operating room. And today, you're right when you say there's so much that's not understood that they don't have the answers for. And they say this is inexplicable. It's never happened. I've never seen this before. But the growth disappeared, things like that of that nature that did take place.
Well, what's happening, Joyce? What we're seeing, and that's why I'm a student. I never call myself out as an authority on anything because really right now the intellect of men and women, the intellect of humanity is being broken. And what God is doing, he's breaking the strength of human nature. And it's the point now that we're all coming to a breaking point. And what we know ain't necessarily so, Joyce. And so a lot of people, because of social media, they're just filled with information. And they're filled with intelligence, self-intelligence. And that intellect of men right now is, excuse me, Joyce, that intellect of men is becoming a bad fragrance in God's throne room. And he's actually, we're going to see it even more, he's breaking the strength of human nature and human knowing. There's so much going on in the dark that God now is undoing. He's undoing all of this superior knowledge, all this natural strength. His challenge right now is to break it down and make it undone.
Oscar, along the lines of what we were just discussing about doctors, you know, acknowledging there's often another aspect to the healing, I just want to share a true story of something that happened to me decades ago. And that was where I had a lump on my thyroid gland. And they tried to do a biopsy on that lump. And they couldn't do it because it was called a hard nodule. And given how hard it was, a needle wouldn't go in to take out what they needed for the biopsy. So I was told to have that I needed an operation to remove it without even knowing whether it was benign or not, that it had to come out. It was on the thyroid gland. So, of course, I went for another opinion, and these were top-level surgeons. Went for another opinion. I was told the very same thing. You need an operation to get it out, even though there's no conclusive evidence that it's, I call it the big C, that it still had to come out. It was right on the gland. So they told me the hospital would call me when they had a bed ready for me to have this done, this surgery done. And about 2 days later, I did get a call from the hospital to tell me that my bed was ready. Now, mind you, the doctor that was performing the operation, he had said to me before, he says, go out and buy a lot of pearls and necklaces because there's going to be an incision from one side of your throat to the other. So I would go out and get a lot of that to have. So now, a couple of days later, the hospital called and told me the bed was ready. And in that moment, it was like the heaven lit up. And I said to the person ready to schedule me for the surgery, I said, cancel the surgery. I will heal myself. Now, mind you, I had no idea those words coming out of my mouth, what that meant or what I would do. I said to them, no man is going to slit my throat. I said, don't cancel it. Those were my exact words, something I'll never, ever forget. Well, the long and short of it is about a month later, less than a month, I went back to the surgery. kitchen to see what it looked like, and he was stunned. He said, "This never happened before. I have no idea how it happened, but there is not a trace of any lump on your thyroid gland." And that is a true story.
Wow, that is amazing, Joyce. That is amazing. And we're going to, that's why you're so awesome, Joyce, because we're going to see a shaking. And I'm so glad we're talking about miraculous healings. We're going to see the ground literally shake real soon. God is commanding this world to pay attention. Things are happening. And we have to understand, Joyce, sadly, many of our brothers and sisters, we have built lives on the weak cornerstones of our human wisdom, our goodness, and our own personal ingenuity. You know it as well as I know, Joyce. You read the books, you hear the testimonies, you see all this big bravado even coming on your show. There is, Joyce, but one sure foundation, and that's God and God's Son. And I'm telling you, we are coming in to a season where we can't depend on another's competence, none whatsoever. We have to give way to the reliance on God is our Father. And that's where the miraculous healing comes from, Joyce. Truth be told today, God is not walking around earth expecting to find those who are naturally gifted. That day is over. That day held some credibility years ago, but we're in the information age now. And like I said, the medical community, I hear it every day. I get these asked these questions every day. I've shared with you, Joyce, as a chaplain, the medical community now is embracing spirituality like you wouldn't even believe. Even people who are Muslims and other faiths, they're all coming in to a spiritual reality and a sense of their, I don't want to call it ineptitude, but they question their confidence when it comes right now to even making judgments, particularly when it deals with their own family and their own lives.
You're absolutely right, Oscar, that more and more today, the reality beyond the miracle is very much a part of healing that's opened up more to the most tremendous naysayers, non-believers. Bernard Berenson said, "Miracles happen to those who believe in them." So that I absolutely affirm. You have to believe in them to acknowledge them. Edwin Lois Cole said, "Expectancy is the atmosphere for miracles." And Jean D. LaBriere said, "Out of difficulties grow miracles." And that's all something I know to be true. You have to believe in it. You have to see it. Like when I canceled that surgery, I was so clear in that moment. I said, "No man is going to slit my throat." And I said, "I will heal myself." I said those words, and I had no idea how. Our health guru often talks about Beverly Nadler, that she healed herself from cancer many decades ago, and she has the show each and every Thursday, Here's to Your Health Thursday. And one of the things she will tell you for your own healing and how good it is for you is listen to our show each and every day, and here's why in her words.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news, there are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we ask that you partner up with us in having that happen by simply going to joycebarryandfriends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left, it says follow. And if you click on that, you need not miss any of our shows. You will hear about them through email, the show, the guest, the topic. And if you can't be with us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern, you can go to the archives 24/7, download them, play them, share them with your friends. So do become a follower of our show. I'm going to go to the board here. I believe this is one of our followers that perhaps wants to ask a question or make a comment. Wendy from California, did you want to say something?
Hi, Joyce. So nice to visit with you again. I just love you. I have a testimony. For 5 years, I told my primary care doctor that I wanted a referral for the ring finger on my right hand. There was a growth on it. He shrugged his shoulders casually and said, oh, it's cosmetic, and he refused. Finally, in October of last year, he referred me to a hand orthopedic bone specialist in Sacramento. I met with his assistant, and they would not touch me with a 10-foot pole. They said, no. You are going down to the Bay Area to see an oncologist, orthopedic surgeon. I had three doctors say amputation. I had a vision. I knew. I had faith that my beloved parents in heaven were telling me, don't do it. You're going to be able to save your finger. So I had, it was a chondroma bone lesion, and they removed the tumor on November the 12th. They held me together for 3 weeks, no stitches. Finally, I got a congratulatory email stating, good news, no cancer, all the biopsies are completed. We're going to move forward with the reconstruction. So they, on another operation, they did an arterial skin graft, and they reconstructed the tip of my ring finger on my right hand. I am deformed for the rest of my life. But I'm so thankful and grateful for my finger, and I'm gradually getting back my range of motion. And when the fingers are bandaged up for weeks and weeks, they get very stiff. So the last three fingers on my right hand are quite stiff. I'm hoping that I can regain complete usage. And I do feel like I'm a testimony, and thank goodness my beloved parents were guiding me.
First of all, I want to say to you, Wendy, that's an awesome testimonial. But as a success coach, as a life coach, I want to make a suggestion to you, and I really hope you take my coaching. Please don't say again, I am deformed. You are perfect in God's image. And just keep telling yourself, I am perfect the way I am. I say, I'm perfect in all my imperfections. But don't validate, I am deformed. Just know, in whatever it is you went through, you have life, you have your health now. So that's my request of you.
Thank you, Joyce, and I am taking your advice. And on the Peter Marks show, you invited me to call you, to contact you. The reason why I haven't done it is because I'm going I was in quite a bit of pain with dental surgery. And when I'm feeling better, I'm definitely going to email you because it's an honor of your offer, and I appreciate you.
And I appreciate you. I love our loyal listeners. So absolutely contact me, but I have your number too. And if I'm guided to the right time to call you, I may just do that as well. But just know, I just know the beauty in you. You're such a wonderful person. You're so acknowledging. So just please, just to drive the point home, don't ever say to anyone, I am deformed. I am perfect in my imperfections.
Joyce Berry, I will take your words of wisdom, and I promise you from this moment forward, I'm just going to be eternally thankful. And I was looking at your beautiful photograph online, and something I haven't shared with you, Joyce Berry, is that I used to do portraits, and people would stop by my desk. I'm going to be 65 on July the 6th. However, when I was in high school, people would stop by my desk, and they would think that my portraits were a photograph because they were so beautiful and perfect. And you're so beautiful in that picture. I'm inspired. And when I'm feeling better, when I get my range of motion back, I would love to do a beautiful portrait of you.
Wendy, first of all, I want to share something with you. I get more compliments on that picture because that's my picture on Facebook and every social media. But if truth be told, that picture is my trademark professional picture. It was taken many, many moons ago. It is not a current picture, but I love it so much. I use it in all my vehicles. So that is not a current picture. It is me, but everything on my websites are up to date and current except for that picture. Thank you for calling in. I want to get back to our guests. You're a great person, and we really appreciate you. Thank you for being a listener, and I'm happy to give you that free coaching session. God bless you. Back
God
to you,
bless
Oscar.
You, love.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you very much.
Well, Joyce, I want to salute you because what you shared with Precious Wendy, that's medicine. I mean, that's incredible coaching, Joyce. And Wendy, please take heed to what Joyce is saying because our words create our world. And we find that in Romans 10:8, Wendy. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth, and in your heart, that is the word of faith we preach. And so when you say those words that you were saying, which I don't even want to repeat, you become bound by those words. And we have to hear words that we want to see. We actually are framing our world every time we speak. And so I want to salute Joyce because, Joyce, you really, like myself, we're just ordinary people. There's nothing special about either one of us. And prayerfully, Wendy will take heed and write a little note to herself. Never, never, ever say that about herself. She's got to see herself healed, whole, and healthy.
I so agree. She doesn't even have to write it down because I got when she acknowledged what I said that she already owned it and it's a part of her. Folks, before we move forward on anything more about miracles, I want to say that one of the great miracles as regards to Chap Oscar is his brand new beautiful website, newzpost.com, news spelled with a Z instead of an S, news, N-E-W-Z, post, P-O-S-T-S.com. I urge you to go to that website. It's up-to-the-minute news, and we are so blessed and so humbled to say that he provided us with a link, our own link, on that website about news that if you click on it, it'll take you right to my blog website. Anything you want to share about news posts, Oscar, go ahead.
Well, Joyce, you, along with the great Dr. Ted Siuba, you guys have been really a launching pad for Chap Oscar. You know, I wrote for a worldwide news portal for many years. I've lost track, but it's well over 1,000 articles published worldwide. So I've established the Chap Oscar brand. But because of shows like yours, and then at one point in time, Ted had a Daily Show, you guys were a foundation for branding Chap Oscar. And as a incentive for being loyal to you and to Ted, you have earned your own, I call it terra firma, you've earned your own real estate position. 24 hours a day, that spot is there. Ted, I understand, is going to be doing some other things with your branding. And that's yours, Joyce. That is Joyce Barry's Coaching Corner, and it's a permanent fixture on newspost.com.
And the site is so beautiful in that bright blue color. Another website I want to direct you to is musiccitymingle.com, and that's also relatively new as a dating website all around the world. Oscar, your comments about that?
Well, Music City Mingle, the whole byline is don't kiss dating goodbye. Music City Mingle, Joyce, again, kudos to you. You were an early pioneer in terms of helping establish Music City Mingle along with other social media influences. But Music City Mingle right now has well over 1.5 million subscribers on board already. And we're just now getting a party started. We're just now starting to monetize that site. For over a year and a half, people have been able to mingle for free. God knows how many people have hooked. We always say dating is very expensive to date, and mingle is free. And so we always encourage people, because of safety and precautions, mingle a little, get to know each other. Do things where you get to learn before you go out dating and doing all kinds of things, meeting people, get to know about them. And that's why News Post has a blog with, we call it infinite news, so you'll never run out of conversation with News Post, and you'll never run out of people to see with Music City Mingle, Joyce.
Yeah, I'm excited about that, and I'd love to, you know, as I say, put something in about relationships from the coach's corner. Also on miracles, one of my favorite pastors is Joel Osteen. I love Joel Osteen. He says it's our faith that activates the power of God, and that's what a lot of the show was about with Chap Oscar, talking about the power of faith. George Meredith says faith works miracles, at least it allows time for them. Rajanish says be realistic, plan for a miracle, and I love this one by Fanny Flegg, don't give up before the miracles happen. So as we're starting to wind down here, Oscar, what else would you like to share?
Well, while you're talking about Joel Osteen, I want to tell you about another Osteen, John Osteen, Joel's daddy, who I never met personally but very familiar with his ministry. And Joyce, if you ever get Joel Osteen on your show, because you are the queen of talk radio, you're going to have the guests like Joel Osteen and all these other super guests, Oprah Winfrey. All of these people are headed to your show, Joyce. Your show has taken on traction. But mention to Joel, 1610 Mustang Trail, Humble, Tennessee. Joel's daddy, John Osteen, gave his personal address and his personal phone number in everything that he wrote and communicated. That's
his personal phone number. I definitely want Joel on my show.
Right. Ask Joel. You could write this down, Ross. 1610 Mustang Lane, Humble, Texas, 77339, and also a phone number. That's how bold John Osteen was. And most of the people are familiar with Joel, but Joel's daddy and his mommy, Dodie Osteen, they are pioneers that walked in faith and had zero fear.
Joel is wonderful. What I love about his sermons, like Oscar, he talks to everyone. He reaches out to everyone. He has millions around the world following him because he doesn't discriminate to any particular religion or sect. He literally talks to everyone. Well, let's see. 404-452. You're in the host queue. Did you want to ask a question or express something?
Yes. Are you doing like healing and prayer?
Today's show is called Miraculous Healing.
I just really wanted just to talk because I'm need healing in places.
What's your name, dear?
It's Tasha.
Tasha?
Yes.
And you're from Florida?
No, I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, you're from New Jersey?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a Jersey phone number. I'll have Oscar, before we go up, I'll have him make a healing prayer. So that was a good request. I'll have him do that. Thank you so much for calling in. Another thing, Oscar, is that I believe today's show will have an impact on people for sure. And what it takes is for people to really say to themselves, I will start believing more, start creating miracles, all that, and I'll get around to it. So I say, ask yourself the question, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? Oscar, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for this great topic and always doing such an awesome job on our show. And I'd like you to conclude with any final message you want to leave our audience and also end in a prayer for miracles for our audience, a miraculous healing prayer.
Joyce, thank you so much. And I just want to be prayerful. I want to respond to Wendy and the other callers and all the people in the chat room as well. I want to say thank you, God, that we are choosing life. We praise you. We praise you that life is ours and not death, not anything draconian. And we come boldly today, God, to your throne. We come strong spiritually. We come strong mentally. We come to you strong financially. And we come strong to you physically as well as mentally. And the word would have us mimic and say today, let the weak say, I am strong. It did not say, let the weak say, I'm weak. We're not to say we're weak. The word, and that word is in Joel 3:10, let the weak say, I am strong. And Joyce, the encouragement today as we end this prayer is that we have got to come boldly to God's throne of grace. His grace is a gift. His mercy is a gift. And we just leave this show today just sending love and strength and a spirit of health and healing to everyone that listens to this program, Joyce. And thank you.
Thank you so very much, Oscar. I always call you my multivitamin because I get so much from you. It's something,
yes,
I take every day. Even if we're not speaking on that particular day, I know your thoughts and prayers are with me. You're such a caring, loving person. God bless you. Folks, this is my prayer for all of you. Make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, along with that prayer, I invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, laugh along with us, be happy, healthy, have fun. And the singing, dancing, and laughing can start right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mass.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's,
wow,
a coaching sensation for not just me or,
wow,
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Summertime calls for a big splash. A 220,000 square foot one, to be exact. And that's just what you'll get at America's largest indoor water park. hair-raising water slides and rides, world-class spas, kids' play areas, and diverse dining options to ensure that there's something for everyone at this unbeatable family getaway. Kalahari Resorts and Conventions in the Poconos. Book now at KalahariResorts.com.
There are a lot of great places to visit during the summer. The beaches at the shore are amazing. The mountains are incredible, and the lakes are the greatest. But this year, my first stop was somewhere else, my local Volkswagen dealer. I got a terrific deal on a new Jetta. And those available features like adaptive cruise control, blind spot monitor, and front assist are great to have in summer traffic. Now I think I'll head out to some of my favorite summer destinations. Like, all of them.
Test drive the Volkswagen Jetta this summer at your local Volkswagen dealer.